Oh my God, I just spent my whole day on my butt. This is real talk here. The only moment I will stand up is to cook food. Really? You think about it? The only moment I'm burning calories, it's to eat calories. It was mind-blowing to me. A workout doesn't have to be an hour. It can be multiple times 5 minutes. Bonjour, hi, my name is Juliette and I'm obsessed with all things self-development, goal setting, health and sustainability. Originally from France, I made the move to Canada with a vision to design my dream balanced life. On this podcast, I share with you everything I've learned along the way, the challenges, the lessons, and of course, the successes. So grab your favorite headphones, stay hydrated, and get ready to learn simple tips that will elevate your life. Welcome to Good in Motion. Thank you for being with me. Today, we're going to talk about ways to work out that are not your typical workout. For a long time, I used to hear on the news, in health articles, etc., that it's a good objective to work out 3 times a week. And I think it's a great start indeed. But eventually, I thought about working out in a more fun way. You know, it's not like working out seemed like a punishment almost when I used to be a beginner. But eventually, I started seeing working out as more of like moving my body. And I realized that, okay, let's move our body, you know, 3 times a week. That's a good objective. But then I started thinking about, what does that really mean? What am I doing if I'm not moving my body then? And I realized that I just spent my time, you know, laying down in bed. Then I wake up, I shower, I eat at the table, so I sit down, and then I move from my breakfast table to my office table because I work from home too, so I don't have much of a commute. So I just kind of sit down from one place to another place. And again, at night, my work day ends, and then what do? Well, I sit down to eat dinner. And then I had such a long day. It was so tough to work all day that I deserve a break, right? We all do. We deserve a break. So I would move to the bed because I don't have a couch. I would move to the bed to watch Netflix until I turn off my computer and go back to bed, laying down. And I was like, oh my God, I just spent my whole day on my butt. This is real talk here. The only moment I will stand up is to cook food. Really? You think about it? The only moment I'm burning calories, it's to eat calories. It was mind-blowing to me. So this is when I switched my mindset from let's work out, punish my body 3 times a week, to no, wait a minute, let's actually move my body every single day. And this is at that moment that I started seeking more opportunities to move my body that are not, you know, feeling like a task on my to-do list. So this is exactly the moment when typically I was like, okay, let's make it an objective, a daily objective to move every single day. And it doesn't have to be that intensive workout that I used to imagine in the past. Okay, so back to our topic today. Now you've realized you want to move your body every day. And you maybe don't want to, you know, go for a run or do strength training, you know, your typical cliche workout ideas. That's why I've been brainstorming ideas for me and you to work out or like to move your body that doesn't feel like a pain in the butt. And that it's more like something you actually look forward to and that sounds fun. that it feels like a reward and not like a task. All right, so I've gathered 6 ideas that I've been using for myself these past weeks. So I will start from the most obvious idea to the less obvious idea. So you have to stick with me for those funky workout ideas. Okay, let's start with the first one, which is also a very low-cost one, which is a dance workout. Because yes, you don't need to have a choreography, you don't really need to go to on-site dance class. You can just put some music on, and it's actually a bit silly for me because I don't, you know, just dance like that for no reason. That's why I prefer to have a more guided dance workout. And for those, I go on YouTube. And I have some of my go-to places that I will link in the resources of this podcast. But I just go on YouTube, I type dance workouts, and then usually they're organized by the type of songs you want to listen to, which makes sense, or the amount of time you want to dance for. It's really a moment where you step in and you listen to your feelings. If you're not sure, you experiment and then you see, you assess yourself. Did I like this? Was it actually too long? Was it not enough? Was it fun, but the choreography was too hard? Yeah, you just see with yourself if the dance workout video was nice, whatever. Plenty of options, completely free. I think, you know, to find fun again, we have to go back to what we were doing as a kid. Lead with the fun. You have dance workout on YouTube, but I remember trying also memberships. So one was really fun. It's called 305 Fitness. What I really like about those videos is that they wear funky 90s outfits, which really makes you feel like it's a party. And also, yeah, why dancing in workout clothes? Why not stepping as your favorite dancer outfit? You just put on neon leggings. Who knows? Let's make it a party. Another membership I really liked was Embody, which I discovered by going to Tony Robbins conferences, because when you go to those conferences, they have to, you know, keep the energy high. And so every now and then there would be a group of people on stage just dancing and showing you the choreography. It has to be easy enough for everybody, people of all ages, all cardio intensity, to follow them. I don't want to learn a full-on new choreography. Check it out as well. Okay, workout idea that doesn't feel like a workout. Number 2. Spinning classes. I'm not talking about the ones where you have the daylight and you see everybody sweating. No, I'm talking about the one that feels, again, like a party. Maybe you're feeling my vibe that I really need a party these days. I really enjoy a good party, and I think most people do. It's just that sometimes we don't want the elements associated with it, which are alcohol or like late at night, and also the crowd of people, I feel, tend to be younger. Maybe we're missing out. We can find that party vibes in other ways. And so we've talked about dance workouts, and now I'm thinking about spinning classes. So if you're based in Toronto or any big cities, you must have at least one spin class that has those vibes, you know, party vibes, where you're in the dark, you have a DJ set, and the instructor is playing with the lights and empowering you with their speech and everything. I was really missing cardio in my current workout routine, so I signed up to ClassPass to experiment a few new classes. And if you're based in Toronto or around, There is a new mall that opened less than a year ago. It's called The Well. It has this new gym there. It's called Sweat and Tonic. What I love, it's immersive. It gives you even more that party vibe. So you go there, you're in the dark. They sometimes, for some sessions, they pull out a large widescreen where they project, you know, 3D immersive videos. And it's really cool. I mean, I love it. It just motivates me. And same, you can even select your session based on the type of music you like. So they have themes like The Weeknd, Drake, or Women of Hip Hop, the 2000s, whatever. I even saw Hannah Montana, things like that. So, you know, for all work of ages. Okay, so if you're in Toronto, please, please, please check out Sweat and Tonic at The Well, and maybe we'll see each other. Who knows? If the music is good, I will do whatever. I will just keep moving until I drop on the floor. So if you're like me, just schedule once in a while a weekly spinning class just for fun. And I would even say, as soon as it feels like a workout again, I will stop and find something else, because I really want to keep that class the fun class, the one I take out of my back pocket when I really need it, and it feels like a reward for a good week. Let's move on with ID number 3. There are a couple of groups you can join. They are for free as well. And when I say groups, I'm talking about walking groups or running groups. I know, I say that running was a workout, but isn't it different when you run with friends or like people who have the same interests as you? There are more and more groups, and I love this because I have been very lonely this year, and I've made the commitment to getting back out there and connecting with people and finding my communities, and it has been the best decision I've taken all year. I mean, I got married too, so I guess that was the best one. Getting out there and just connecting with people who have the same interest is life-changing. So if you go on Eventbrite, Luma, or even on Instagram, I get sponsored posts all the time about groups where usually they have a theme. It's like, okay, you like to walk, you like to run, but often there's a second layer of specificities. So for example, in Toronto, I've seen that on Saturday mornings, there is a run for founders. If you're an entrepreneur, you can have your community. I've also been to one walking club of people who are into more wellness. And this was once a month, and it was free. So sometimes, you know, we're just missing that novelty element or that social element to make us want to work out. Moving on to my favorite workout, non-workout-y ideas. Because these ones are less obvious, but you're still moving, so it still counts. The next one is to have a mini trampoline. It came from going to Tony Robbins conferences where they talk about trampolines. I don't know. It's just a thing that it's good for, I'm not even sure, like for your blood or whatever. Like it's good to get that movement in your body. We have a trampoline, a mini trampoline for one person. If you squeeze, you can go two at a time, but it's not ideal. It's actually so much fun because when you work from home and you need a break and it's time to refill your water, get a coffee, whatever, well, putting your headphones, just playing EDM or whatever you rock on and jumping on the trampoline for one song is the best feeling in the world. And I'm talking here about doing high intensity cardio for 5 minutes. I mean, I've heard so many times that it's better to do tiny workouts all day long than one big one. Like if you feel like your energy is dropping, putting those headphones on, jumping on the trampoline for 5 minutes is the best. And it counts. It moves your body. You're standing up. It gives you back energy. It's better than caffeine. I mean, it's like your own private dance party for 5 minutes and in the middle of a workday. How amazing. I know I'm sold. It's a bit of an upfront investment because I'm not even sure how much it costs. Probably you have like a lowest quality maybe that starts at $100 up to $400. If you're able to invest in one or like just try it out for yourself. And if you have kids, I'm sure they will just love you even more. That's a way to work out. No, it doesn't last 1 hour. And you know what? I think classes and gyms have gotten us used to 1 hour workout, so like 45 minutes workout, just because they have to make it worth it for us to go physically to their location. But a workout doesn't have to be an hour. It can be multiple times 5 minutes. Okay, let's move on to the next idea. If you're in Toronto, you have to try the reunion dance parties organized by Rachel Molenda. And I'm sorry, Rachel, if I pronounce your last name wrong, that means you need to reach out to me so we can talk and you tell me how to pronounce your last name. And this way, maybe you can be on the podcast. Who knows? That would be amazing. So anyway, Rachel, she started as a DJ last year, a year ago. She had this wild idea of organizing dance parties just for women early in the day, or like not late at night, not like at midnight or something like that, for all age range, no alcohol needed. And when I heard about this, I signed up to the next closest date I could attend. And so it happened to be the Halloween party. So she had booked like an old mansion in Toronto, and it was just women. We were all dressed up for Halloween, and it was awesome because I think it was at 6 or 7 p.m., so not late at all. It's like you wouldn't expect a dance party at this time. But I drank only water. I'm happy to not have that extra pressure to drink alcohol when dancing. So anyway, I love dressing up and being able to dress up for a party where you can just dance and connect with other women. It was awesome. I know that this concept exists elsewhere. Maybe it's a bit different. I haven't tried it. A friend from Vancouver talked to me about ecstatic dance parties, which are also dance parties that are hosted sometimes in the morning, and it gives space to move in the way that feels good for you, with no pressure. Also, the elephant in the room is that when you go dancing to a club, as a woman, I feel there is a dating game, whether you're single or not. There is the male attention that maybe you're seeking or you're not seeking, but it's there. And so it might be an extra layer of things you don't want to deal with when you go dancing. And I know these type of events had a place in my life earlier when I was single. I had a really good time going to nightclubs. But now I'm having other priorities. And if you are looking for other ways to move your body, I think this is a great option. If you want to look what's available in your area, maybe you can start with looking up Rachel Molenda to see if there's a date for her dance parties in your area, because I know she travels around. She's been to the US as well, I think. And then maybe you can try typing ecstatic dancing on Google, or like Eventbrite, Meetup, Luma, or who knows, maybe you have a friend who's a DJ and you know, you could spark some ideas with this podcast. So feel free to send them this episode. Okay, are you ready for the last idea? This one is straight not a workout. I'm sure it has other names in the world, but here in Toronto, we have a place called Activate. And it's typically a game room where you show up, you're given a bracelet with like some type of connection, you know, stuff like a chip. And then you enter the place and it's like a long corridor with rooms, closed rooms, left and right with screens. And in each room, you can play several games by yourself or with your group of friends. And so you go in front of that door, you wait your turn, and then you enter the room. It's like interactive installation. So sometimes you will have things on the floor, things on the walls, depending on the game you chose. It's a bit like Squid Game type of thing, except you don't die, you know? It's like those games ranges from 1 minute to 5 minutes, and then you can just choose to stay in the room and play again if you want. But they're physical based mostly. You, for example, okay, one of them is the floor has different colors. You have like square of colors and it just lights up. And at some point you have a voice saying, okay, you have 5 seconds to stand on the red square, and then you run and you go and you just stand there and you win. And then it gets more difficult, of course, as you play the game. It's such a best way to work out your cardio or even your dexterity. Like some games requires you to throw just balls at like the screen or whatever. But it's such a good workout. You don't even realize. And you stay, I think, 90 minutes in it. You pay for 90 minutes. And it's possibly like $40, $30. I don't remember. But it's like the cost of, you know, a good workout. Usually like a spinning class, it's going to be $30. This is a great way to have so much fun with your friends, with your family members, and you don't even realize that you're laughing your heart out and moving your body. This is, to me, the best hack. Maybe it's my French background, I have no idea, but I used to connect with people around food all the time. And because we will sit at the table for hours, I would eat. You know, if you have good food on the table and you're here chatting and chatting and chatting again, well, at some point you're like, let me try again that pie. It was delicious. Or like, let me have another glass of wine or whatever. You know, you're just tempted because it's right there. But relearning to connect with people through different activities, such as Activate, or like I've been going to a spin class with my husband, and he actually just told me, just before I started recording this episode, he told me, hey babe, what if we were using our restaurant budget to go work out instead together? And I loved this idea because I love trying new places in Toronto, and it's a different quality time as well, you know, to sit down and to try out new food and new ambience. But working out and the fact that we reach that level where we choose to work out for fun, isn't it amazing? If that's something that you also want to reach, you know, like in the book Atomic Habits from James Clear, one of the chapters is about identity. And I always knew that if I wanted to step into my healthiest self, I had to become someone who value more activities where I move my body than activities where I eat. Because for a long time, self-care for me was eating comfort food, watching a show. This was a way I would recharge. But I understood that if I wanted to change my life, I needed to change my identity and eventually adopt the identity of someone who chooses working out and moving as my new way to do self-care and to connect with people. Okay, I hope you found value in this episode, that you've learned something. I would just say that since the idea is to move our body for the rest of our life, then just let's make it fun. We don't need to keep the perfect workout routine, because perfect doesn't last, at least not for me. If you manage to do the perfect workout routine, then that's great. But if you're more like me and you need to keep it fun, then, you know, if a week you don't feel like doing strength training or go on a run because it's just snowy, just schedule something fun. Go do Activate. Whatever you do, lead with fun and keep moving. If you have to walk for 2 weeks because this is the only thing that excites you this week, just do it, but keep doing it. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Good in Motion. If you loved this as much as I did, go ahead and rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. This is Juliet signing off. See you next time.